Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
Welcome to 2020, My Miracle Missions Offering. What a great weekend. A weekend when we can celebrate, when we can dance, as we do what Watoto Church does so well, give a generous sacrificial offering to expand the kingdom of God around the world. You know, we've been doing this for a number of years now, and I'm excited that we can do it again. A number of years, God told me, He said, Gary, I want you to ask the church, the people of the church, to give an offering. Not just any offering, but a sacrificial, generous offering. And then I want you to give it away. In other words, I want you to build the kingdom of God with it. Don't spend it on yourselves. And we've been doing that for a number of years now, and our target every year has been $1 million, and we've reached that target almost every year. Wow. I want to thank you for being generous in the past. Well, we're going to do it again. And why are we doing it again? Because we need to constantly be reminded that greed and accumulation of things can creep back into our lives and take over. So once in a while, once a year, we stop, we pray, we say, God, what do you want me to give? And He usually puts a figure in our minds that seems a little extravagant. It is extravagant because that's God's heart. God is an extravagant God. God gave His very best gift. He gave a sacrificial gift when He gave Jesus to be the Savior of the world. And Jesus went to the cross and paid for our sins. Wow, that's generosity. Generosity is the perfect act of perfect love. And that's the heart of God. And here at Watoto Church, we want to be like God in the way that we live our lives. So we learn to give generously. You know, I know that Africa has never been thought of as a generous continent. We need to change that. We've always seen Africa as a continent with its hands out asking for something. Well, it's time for Africa to turn that around and our hands go out to give something to someone else. That's what we've been doing. And every year we've taken this offering and we've given it away. And as a result of our giving, we've seen churches planted in Eastern Europe. Last year, we planted a church in Canada. We've planted a church a couple of years ago in Japan and Burundi and Rwanda. And we did so in South Sudan. We've been able to extend the kingdom of God. And then another exciting thing that we did was we rebuilt 10 houses for Syrian refugees, Christian widows whose families and their houses had been broken down. We've renovated those homes. Wow. I'm so proud of you, Watoto Church, for what you've been able to do, we've been able to do over these years through our extravagant sacrificial giving. And this is another year when we need to do that. I'm excited this year that we're going to try and build up our online campus. We're going to be able to spend money to be able to extend the way that we're able to preach the good news and show Watoto services to people all across Uganda, all across Africa and around the world, because I know that God is doing something good right here. So Marilyn and I, we talked about it, we prayed about it, and we decided to give another sacrificial offering. We've already sent ours in, and it's time for you now, each one of us who are participating, and it's all of us, not just some of us, but all of us doing something over and above what we might normally do. And we give it, and together we put it together, and then we bless somebody. One of the things that I'm excited that we've done is we've every year blessed Jerusalem and the people of Israel through that great church, King of Kings, downtown Jerusalem. And the gospel is being preached to God's people in the nation of Israel. We're going to continue to do that because that's very much a part of our heart. I want to encourage you with this. Psalm 112 says, it talks about the blessed man and the blessed woman. His house is blessed. His family is blessed. His business is blessed. Why? Because he gives generously. He lavishes generous gifts on the poor. In other words, he gives generously to others. And that's the way God wants us to live our lives. To be generous in absolutely everything that we do. It reflects the heart of our Father God. So as we get ready to give, remember this, giving is an act of worship. Giving is not just something we have to do in the middle of a church service. Our giving is an act of worship. We take that gift and we hold it up to God and we say, God, I worship you with this gift. See, the Bible tells us that we're to be generous, not just to people, but we're to be generous back to God. Our giving is an act of generosity towards God. It's an act of worship. He gives us everything that we have. And we come back and say, here, I want to give back something to you, to say thank you to you for all the wonderful things that you've been doing in my life. And so as you get ready to give, we're going to bring that gift and we're going to put it wherever we're going to put it. And we're going to sing and we're going to dance and we're going to celebrate and we're going to give praise to God. Our example for this is the Corinthian church, or rather the Macedonian church in Corinthians. They were poor people and there was need in Jerusalem. So Paul was collecting money from churches around Europe for the people, the needy people in Jerusalem. And he wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, he wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 as well, about this poor Macedonian church who gave over and above out of their poverty. And this is what God says. He would enrich them in every way so that on every occasion they could be generous more and more. You know, generosity is something that just grows and grows and gets bigger and bigger and it releases more blessing in our lives. I know we live that way as Watata Church, and you can live that way too in your life, in your family. So Watata Church, get ready. It's my miracle missions offering, and together we're going to give so that God can be honored and glorified. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. We hope this sets you up to live a truly blessed life. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scriptures and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@watatachurch.com.